This is Sam. Thank you for visiting TeachBible.org's Daily Insight for September the 2nd. Today's Bible verse is from the book of Ephesians chapter 4 2b. It says there, "Always be humble and gentle. Be patient with each other, making allowance for each other's faults because of your love." End of quote. When I look at my small girl who is only 20 months old, I know she needs at least three things to develop. She needs her dad and mom, parents, God, and time. You see, I cannot get impatient or angry with her because she has not grown and developed as of yet. She needs loving care of us, divine protection and help from God, and also she needs time. I cannot expedite the growing process. It takes time. I must be humble, gentle, and patient. And I do make allowance for her faults because of my love toward her. You see, the same is right about you. You need the loving care and guidance of spiritually mature Christians. You need the divine love, care, and protection of God. And of course, you need time. God teaches us to be humble, gentle, and patient when giving us a family, especially with the small children at home. Those who are in the farming know the fact that they must patiently wait for the harvest season. They cannot expedite the process either. It takes time and God's provisions for rains to happen in rainy seasons. The Bible says in James chapter 5 that you must also be eagerly waiting and patient for the return of the Lord Jesus. Bible asks us to apply these values, humility, gentleness, and patience, in our communities. Due to the severely testing days of this COVID-19 around the world, how do we keep these traits in our dealings? How do we keep these traits in our local churches, in our work and families? It takes a big dose of patience, doesn't it? You see, God's word is powerful. It can create wonder-working changes in us when we listen to it. It has the divine power packed in it to transform inside out. Secondly, the awareness and reminding of the word of God help not to forget it. Thirdly, the Holy Spirit of God works in us to yield and obey the word of God. Fourthly, even though many confusion and uncertainties we face these days, we can be sure of one truth. The truth is this: God is in control. He knows what He is doing. He has a definite plan to fulfill in our lives and the course of this world. The world and its affairs are moving toward His final goal. The final culmination is the return of Jesus Christ and the establishment of His everlasting kingdom. Daniel chapter 2 gave the prophecy that God of heaven will set up a kingdom that will never be destroyed or conquered. It will crush all the kingdoms of the world and all the kingdoms that we have witnessed in the past. It will crush all to nothingness and it will stand forever. In God's process of fulfilling His promise, the Bible faithfully reminds us there are many quakes and shakes. You see, when things get closer to His God's climax, the world can expect God's wrath on this world for all of its rebelliousness, unconfessed sins, and wickedness. You see, if you are in the safe boat of Jesus Christ, you are safe like those people in Noah's ark. You will safely land in the harbor with no issues because a child of God is in His hands, safe and secure through all the roller coaster ride experiences of this world and life. We are in one of those roller coaster rides called COVID-19 and worldwide economic depression in these days. Hold on tight to God's word and beautiful promises. No matter what happens, you're going to be secure in God's hand and will reach the beautiful shore with all excitement and gladness at the end. Therefore, always be humble and gentle. Be patient with each other, making allowance for each other's faults because of your love. Now, if you do not yet find refuge in the safe ark of Jesus Christ, come in now. It is not late as of yet. Get in and be safe. Got a moment for today's prayer? Pray after me. Father in heaven, I thank you I can face tomorrow and all its challenges because you are with me through it all. I find and accept refuge in the person and work of Jesus Christ for me. I believe Jesus died, buried, and rose again to make me acceptable to God by canceling all of my sins and shortcomings on that cruel cross that he suffered for me. I accept Jesus as my Savior and Lord. Thank you for keeping me safe through it all. In the name of Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen. May the love, presence, and the blessings of the Lord be with you today and for the rest of your life. May his name be glorified in and through you. Thank you.